The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Thursday, the 31st of May. Senate estimate strikes again. Changes to our family law system. P&G have turned off Facebook. And soothing music for weight loss. This is your Squiz today. Claire, lucky you told us all about Senate estimates last week because it's going to be leading the headlines today. Our Jobs and Innovation Minister, Michaelia Cash, is in the firing line.
It's one of those funny things, isn't it, that you mention it and then all of a sudden it's everywhere. And yes, for the uninitiated, Senate estimates are really quite something when it comes around on the calendar of Parliament House. And Senator Michaelia Cash, who's the Jobs and Innovation Minister, she yesterday was served with a subpoena to appear before a case around the Australian Workers Union and the raids that went on their offices in October last year. And you might remember last year that caused a bit of a stir because she had gone before the estimates hearing and said that her staff weren't involved in tipping off the media about the raids, only to make a really embarrassing reversal a few hours later. And then in February this year at Senate Estimates, remember there was her outburst under pressure about naming and shaming women of the Bill Shorten office and the whiteboard incident that followed that. So, yeah, she's got a real bit of a curse around Senate Estimates, that's for sure.
And so why does this matter? What's going to happen?
Look, there's a bit of politics around this, of course, and, you know, Labor loves to see a government minister under pressure. But when it comes down to it, what it's all about is the Registered Organisations Commission have been conducting an inquiry into whether $100,000 that went from the AWU to the activist organisation GetUp, whether that was authorised under the union rules. And the reason it's so prominent is that Bill Shorten, who is, of course, the current Labor leader, was the leader of the AWU at that time. So the government's keen for people to focus on that. But, of course, Labor would be very keen for people to focus on Michaelia Cash.
Politics, hey?
Yeah, it's a brutal game.
Gotta love it. Big changes are happening to our family law system.
Yeah, so yesterday the Federal Attorney General Christian Porter announced that the Federal Circuit Court and the Family Court of Australia will merge to form a new court that he says will make the whole process a bit speedier. And that's because cases, he says, bounce between those two courts, which takes up time, that there's a backlog of about 21,000 cases, and that also the workload's only going to stay pretty high. So hopefully that makes things a bit easier for people in that system.
Now I'm just going to kick back here with my cup of tea and let you run us through the housekeeping, my favourite part of the week.
Yeah, there's a few things in there, so you just take a bit of a break.
I will.
So Barnaby...
Shall I head back to bed?
Yeah, no, just stay right there. Barnaby Joyce, he's going to be taking 2 weeks leave, he says, not 11 as first reported. When we come to the South China Sea, which of course we were talking about earlier this week, the US Defence Secretary James Mattis has said that they're certainly going to be keeping up those exercises through that channel to keep it open. In Italy, you will remember, of course, that negotiations to form a government there broke down this week. That's really spooked the international markets, and that's because the debate that will probably be focused on their election campaign is about whether Italy leaves the Eurozone, which, of course, creates a lot more economic uncertainty in that region. And, of course, very sadly, the family from the Margaret River, the Miles and Coburn families, their funerals were yesterday and hundreds of people turned out for that.
Papua New Guinea have turned Facebook off to have a think about its impact on the country.
Yeah, there's only 10% of residents in PNG that have internet access, but the communications minister there says that he's concerned about fake accounts, but also the sort of material that's being shared on that platform. And let's just say that's not safe for work kind of material. But he's also said that they should consider building their own kind of site, which, would be quite interesting to see what they came up with. So some aspiring entrepreneurs in PNG, it might be the place to be.
Yeah, wow. Maybe we should head over there.
Yeah, it sounds too hard, I think.
The Catholic Church has agreed to join the National Redress Scheme to compensate survivors of institutional child abuse. And if you want to make a diet work, make sure you listen to soothing music. This is new. I hadn't heard this one before.
Yeah, it makes sense to me. You know, I usually go for the sort of more satisfying option, I guess, over the salad. And look, clearly I've got to go to restaurants that don't play such upbeat, up-tempo music.
Yep, no more rock music for you. recommended reading in today's Squeeze is a story about a Russian anti-Putin journo who's living in the Ukraine and was helped by authorities to stage his own death. You reckon that's a good read?
It's an incredible story. It's just played out in the last 24 hours. And, yeah, have a read of that. It's quite incredible.
The subject line today, what have we got?
Live and let die, of course. There's a few spooky things in there, including the story we've just talked about. So, yes, the classic Paul McCartney Wings version of the James Bond theme.
So do you think you could listen to that and eat a burger, or do you think you'd be eating a salad?
It's pretty upbeat.
That's true.
A few good drum and orchestral arrangements.
Yeah, that's true. Open the email every day this week. You go in the draw to win tickets to Vivid at Taronga Zoo. I had a look at Vivid last night. It was fantastic, actually. And if you aren't a Sydney sider, that's fine. You can still have the tickets, but if you don't want them, you can have a book pack from Booktopia. The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesqueeze.com.au.
This week, our podcast is brought to you by Aware Super. As one of Australia's largest profit-for-member super funds, they have a range of helpful tools, like their My Retirement Planner, which allows you to see how much you'll need for retirement and provides an easy-to-understand plan of how to get there. And better still, it's free for all. Read the PDS and TMD at aware.com.au.